Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into something huge for MSPs. Today, we're all about taking your business from local to a whole other level, like seriously, national, even global domination. And we've got this awesome MSP abundance checklist we're going to break down that's packed with how-tos.
Yeah, this checklist isn't messing around. It's really eye-opening how much things have changed since the pandemic. Businesses are way more open to remote service providers now.
No kidding. It's like geography is just outdated, you know, and for MSPs, that's a game changer. No more being limited by who's within driving distance. This checklist is basically saying you can work with anyone, anywhere. Think about the potential. But
how do you actually connect with those clients? The old ways aren't going to cut it anymore.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. And the checklist was brutally honest about it. Networking events, cold calls. They even hinted that just doing basic SEO isn't enough anymore.
It's true. You can't just slap a website up and expect the phone to start ringing. Especially in this day and age, trying to rank for generic terms. Good luck with that.
Talk about an uphill battle. It's like trying to be heard in a room full of people shouting about the exact same thing. So, what's the secret sauce? What does this checklist recommend for actually breaking through the noise and reaching those dream clients?
Well, it all starts with understanding the power of what they call shadow keywords.
Shadow keywords. Okay, now you've got my attention. I've got to admit that's a new one for me. Shadow keywords, huh? It sounds kind of mysterious, like some next level ninja tactic. So what are we talking about here? Are we going undercover to find clients now?
Not exactly undercover, but definitely strategic. Think of it this way. Instead of trying to shout over everyone else in a crowded room, you're finding a quiet corner where you can have a focused conversation with the exact people you want to reach. Those are shadow keywords.
Okay, I think I'm getting it. So less about being the loudest and more about being the most relevant to the right people, right?
Exactly. It's about finding those super specific search terms that your ideal clients are using when they're actually ready to buy. The checklist actually had a really good example about this. They said instead of going after something broad like IT support, think about targeting HIPAA-compliant IT service for dentists.
Oh, yeah, that's way more specific. So instead of trying to be everything to everyone, you're becoming the go-to expert for a smaller but more qualified audience.
Exactly. And the best part is there's way less competition for those hyper-targeted keywords. The checklist even said that one of their example shadow keywords only had 8 pages on the entire internet competing for it.
8 pages! You're kidding. That's insane. No wonder they're calling it an abundance checklist. So we're talking about potentially dominating those niches.
Now you're getting it. It's like fishing in a stocked pond instead of casting your line out in the middle of the ocean. You're way more likely to reel in those big wins.
I am totally on board with this strategy. This is brilliant. But how do we actually find these hidden gems? We need a treasure map for those keywords.
Well, you're in luck. The checklist actually recommends starting with your own backyard, so to speak. Look at your current clients. What are their specific industries and pain points?
So instead of just saying we serve the manufacturing industry, we'd get down to the nitty-gritty, like cybersecurity solutions for craft breweries in Michigan or something like
that. Now you're thinking. The checklist uses examples like East Coast marine equipment versus Midwest craft brewing. It's about getting granular and uncovering those unique needs within each niche.
Okay, I'm already jotting down some ideas. This is eye-opening. But finding the right keywords is just the first step, right? How do we actually make sure Google sees us as the experts in those areas? So we've cracked the code on finding those golden shadow keywords, but now the real work begins, right? How do we actually become the kings and queens of those niches in Google's eyes?
That's where things get really interesting. Remember how we've talked before about SEO sometimes feeling like a guessing game? This checklist throws that out the window.
Oh yeah, no more crossing our fingers and hoping for the best. I'm all ears.
They break it down into two key factors for building that rock-solid authority. First up, topical authority. And get this, Google actually has a patent on it.
A patent? Wow, they're not even trying to hide the fact that they value real expertise.
Not at all. They want to see that you're the go-to source for information in your niche. It's not enough to just say you're the expert. You got to prove it. The checklist even uses this analogy of a content silo.
Okay, so instead of just having a bunch of random articles scattered around our website, we need to organize them strategically, like building a well-structured library.
Exactly. It's all about showing Google and potential clients that you have deep interconnected knowledge in those specific areas. You need to demonstrate that expertise, not just claim it.
Got it. So, topical authority, check. What's the second ingredient in this recipe for online domination?
Backlinks, baby. Still king, but the rules have definitely changed. Those spammy tactics some folks try. Totally useless now, especially with Google's EEAT guidelines.
EEAT. Sounds like a healthy breakfast. What's that all about?
It stands for experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. Basically, Google wants to see that you're the real deal. A legitimate business with a proven track record and endorsements from other trustworthy sources.
Makes total sense. So how do we get those glowing recommendations from the Google gods? What's the strategy?
The checklist actually recommended a really cool platform called HRO Help a Reporter Out.
Okay, so journalists need experts for their articles, and we swoop in with our knowledge.
Exactly. You sign up and get daily emails with requests from reporters who need sources for their stories. It's your chance to share your expertise, potentially get featured in major publications and websites.
Talk about a win-win. We get to help out, share our knowledge, and potentially score some awesome backlinks from high authority sites.
It's a brilliant strategy. And like we said, this checklist is all about playing the long game. It's not about quick fixes, but building that sustainable authority and trust that Google and your clients will love.
This has been eye-opening. So to recap, we're ditching the old playbook and going all in on those golden shadow keywords. We're building up our topical authority with laser-focused content silos. And we're snagging those golden backlinks through strategic moves like HAKORO. No more chasing after random clients. We're positioning ourselves as the trusted advisors, the go-to experts in our niche.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself. You're in the driver's seat now. The possibilities are limitless.
That's what I love to hear. All right, everyone, that's a wrap on this deep dive into building a national or even global MSP empire. Remember, this checklist is your treasure map, and the best part, you get to choose the adventure. Until next time, happy strategizing.